Well, we do have kind of a three-ring circus going here. It was also kind of fun, though, to accommodate Pledge with Stephanie and Anders, and then a genuine quorum of the five Browns, which is to say we have 80% of the ensemble. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Great to have you here. And you are, well, you know who you are, but the four of the five Browns that we have right now are Deandra.
Hi.
That would be that one. And we have Gregory.
Yep, right here.
Right there. And over in the corner, the far corner, is Ryan.
Hi.
So far over that I can't even see him, but that's radio. After all, I don't have to see you. And then we have Melody right
there. Hello.
Welcome. And you're in town to play. It's not a debut, but it is a pretty new piece.
It's close to a debut, actually. This is Gregory. We're going to be playing a piece called The Edge of the World by a good friend of ours by the name of Nico Muley. And this will be the second performance of the piece that's ever been given.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, was it Ravinia? Or
yeah, Ravinia last year.
And this concert tonight, it's all part of the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra's concert, which is tonight at 8 at the Capitol Theater. And it's actually all, I'll call it young music, because the things on the program, Mozart's overture to Il Re Pastore, which he wrote at the age of 19. There's the concerto for three pianos, which he was also pretty young when he wrote, but he wrote it to one of the players for that was an 11-year-old. And of course, we just mentioned Nico Muley, who is all of about, what, 31 now?
Yeah, about that.
And then Felix Mendelssohn, we have his first symphony, which he wrote at the ripe old age of 15. So there's a strong youth component here. And you travel, the five of you, travel with five Steinways?
We have an amazing connection with Steinway. They supply wonderful pianos wherever we go. So we just show up, and they're always ready to go on stage,
really?
Perfectly in tune, fabulous instruments. So we're really blessed to have that connection with Steinway.
And these particular five actually make it to most concerts around the states. So we're very fortunate to play on the same pianos almost every night.
Oh, that's helpful, isn't it? Yes. Mm-hmm. But you have to wonder, but boy, for a piano tuner to get all five of them to each other.
We've heard that they have nightmares whenever we come in town because it's like, oh, no, never-ending pianos.
Yeah, do you ever hear somebody with perfect pitch say, oh, you know, that piano number four was just a lot of room with the rest of them. Now, tell me a little bit about the Nico Muley piece. It's actually a series of nocturnes, isn't it?
Yeah, sort of. This is Gregory. When he first gave us the piece, he actually sent us a bunch of pictures. The piece is in four movements, and they're all supposed to be kind of representative of places that he kind of sees to be sort of on the edge of the world. The first movement is called Reykjavik, pretty much on the edge. And Nico lives quite a bit, spends quite a bit of time in Reykjavik, composing and living sometimes, so he's very familiar with that place and the culture there. And he says it literally feels like it's on the edge of the world. And then the second movement is called Salt Lake. And
that's your stomping ground.
Yeah. The five of us spend quite a bit of time in Salt Lake City, and we do a lot of our rehearsing there. But this one is kind of going back in time a little bit. He implements the use of a couple of old hymns from the Mormon Trail, and because he sees it as though, like, back in the day, they kind of were traveling to the edge of their known world at that time. Because nobody was living out there.
That's why they went out there.
Yeah, exactly.
Nobody else was there.
Exactly. And then the third movement is called Flat Earth, and he kind of pictures these really old time maps of, like, ships kind of sailing off the edge of the water, and it's just kind of, you hear certain sounds of, like, insects and very fun stuff like that. And then the last one is the night sky, which is very sparkly, and he sent us pictures of constellations and stuff and bright stars.
He actually wrote this for you all, right?
Yes.
He did. Yeah, I mean, because how many five piano ensembles are out there?
Exactly.
You know, he's a great guy. He's really taking off right now. He's writing an opera for the Metropolitan Opera in New York, and he's going to be premiering that next year. And so we felt very fortunate that he was so willing to work with us. And we knew him at Juilliard, so we kind of had an extra in there, and so it was really fun to work with him.
So you were all at Juilliard at the same time?
We were.
Yeah.
There is a few years in between, 7 years total between you, right?
Yeah, I think that there was a period of 5 years that we were there all together at the same time going through all the different divisions. So, yeah.
Well, let's hear some of the five piano sound of the Five Browns. And let me just ask a quick question. If somebody wanted to Google the Five Browns, does it come up F-I-V-E as well as numeral five? I mean, is there a standard way to do it?
We tend to gravitate towards numeral five, but if you type in F-I-V-E, you'll find your way there somehow.
That's the way it has to be, isn't it? You've got to
yes.
plan for all those variables.
That's right.
Well, I thought we'd start with something by Grieg, which nobody else, to my knowledge, has ever done for five pianos, and it's the familiar In the Hall of the Mountain King. So how do you decide? A couple of things there. Who does your arrangements for you?
We actually have two men that work for us. They're great guys. One went to school with us all through most of our Juilliard years, and his name is Greg Anderson. He does a lot of the stuff for us. And then we have another man by the name of Jeffrey Shumway, and he did that arrangement particularly. He's actually also working on The Rite of Spring for us right now, which I'm really excited about.
He just finished part two for us.
Yeah. Right,
as I said, that'll be a handful, but that'll be five hands full, actually, or ten hands full. That's certainly a textured work, as you might say.
Definitely.
All right, so when you perform, what are the visuals? Do you, like, rotate through the pianos, or how do you do that? Or you just all stay at your individual pianos? What's going on?
We actually do, this is Ryan, we actually do rotate every single piece.
Every single piece?
Yeah, the arrangers actually have our names put on, on the parts, and he'll change them every piece, whatever he thinks that our strong points are and things like that. We also will change, so, you know, the audience is not looking at the same person all the time. Yeah, that's another reason.
The other thing is, I can imagine that somebody would. Can you do it so that you're actually all more or less visible, or are we seeing somebody's back for a piece?
You never see a back, thank goodness. But depending upon where you're seated, you can see more people, you know, if you're further back, of course. But, you know, we try to have all the parts equally arranged so that they're all at a certain level and all challenging for each one of us. So no matter where you're sitting, you're going to get a difficult part.
All right, I was going to say, let me ask a touchy question here. Are you all equally accomplished pianists?
You know,
jump ball, anybody can answer.
This is Melody. I have to admit, we've all had the exact same training, so it kind of does feel like
we're... What about talent?
Well, I'll let you guess that. Everybody has their own opinion all the time, but really, I feel like because we've all had such similar training and we've been at it almost the same amount of years, we're all very close in age. There's only 6 years between the five of us. And, you know, and we all started at the age of 3, so there's really not a lot of... Nobody really has much of a head start with
it. But the nice thing is that we're all each very individual players. So if we each played the same piece, we would play it 5 different ways because we all have our own different styles and our own different ideas about how we would interpret it. So when you hear the 5 of us come together, it's really a combination of all 5 of our ideas.
Because there is the inevitable situation in which you have to thrash out what the overall interpretation is going to be.
Oh, yeah. There is some thrashing involved.
Some thrashing. Well, now we have 4 of you here, 4 of the 5 Browns. That's a quorum, so you can make any decision you want right now and carry,
pretty much,
right?
Yeah.
However you want to do it tonight, it's up to you. You've got the power. Well, let's hear another piece. And in this case, it's actually 2 short pieces by Aaron Copland. Simple Gifts. And, well, actually, 1 by Copland and the other by Dvorak, Going Home, from the 5 Browns. Thank you. Koblenz Simple Gifts and Dvorak's Going Home all kind of wrapped together into a, I wouldn't say a medley, but a single unit by the Five Browns, four of whom are with me during the midday today. We'll have the quiz question in 5 minutes or so, and I'll get to find out also whether we got the total of four calls that we were supposed to get. Actually, we can get an update on that from Gregory. Can you see a green line on that computer over there? See what looks like a green line?
Yeah.
Yes.
Looks like we did. Looks
okay,
like we made it.
Great. Yeah. Thank you. That was for the
nice
last
job.
Hour. Now we have a more ambitious goal for this hour, which you'll hear about in about 5 minutes. But between now and then, I want to hear a little bit how you're going to handle the Mozart tonight, right? You're doing the Mozart 3 piano concerto. There are five of you. How does that work mathematically?
This is Gregory. The three youngest of the five of us will actually be playing that piece. Sometimes in concerts, like the three youngest will play that piece, and then the oldest two will play a two-piano concerto. But the two-piano concerto got bumped out of the way for the Muley this time, so it'll just be three of us on the Mozart. But it's such a great piece. We love that piece so much, and it doesn't even really get played all that often.
It's so charming, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really
so. I want to use the word ebullient, which is not a word I usually use, but somehow that came to mind all the way through.
Yes,
that Mozart.
Yeah, exactly. Every time we play it, it's a great experience on stage.
And so, how many CDs are you up to now?
I think we have four. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's been. You know, I think, 9 years since we've been touring? So it's been
an amazing nine years.
We're not spring chickens anymore.
Oh, yeah, far from it. What age is considered suitable for a touring Brown? I mean, it's because you all started at the age of three.
We did. We all started at the age of three. And, you know, being a mom myself, I realize that as you get closer to those ages of 3 to 5, you start thinking how you can occupy a child's time. And so for us, it was piano, and we all fell in love with it. So it was a great opportunity for us to kind of expand our horizons and listen to great music and learn to play it.
Yeah, I started touring when I was with everybody at 19 with the Five Browns. Yeah, so I was pretty young, just starting college, and it was busy.
Well, you had 16 years to practice there.
Yeah, that's true.
Could be a good thing. This is from a CD called Browns in Blue, and this is that famous 18th variation on the Rhapsody of Thing of Paganini by Rachmaninoff, and that'll take us down to the quiz question with the Five Browns. Thank you. Five Browns with the 18th variation from the Rhapsody on the Theme of Paganini by Rachmaninoff. And we have four of the Five Browns here in our midday studio today. They're playing, all five of them will be playing tonight with the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra. There will be, well, three of them involved in the Mozart Triple Piano Concerto, and then all five of them in a work written for them and performed in public only once before at Ravinia. They will be playing Niko Muhly's the Edge of the World from 2011. Is there any particular technique that's difficult, before we get into the quiz question, any particular technique that's difficult for five players to perform? Would it be fast music or the more romantic things like we just heard?
This is Gregory. There are a number of things. I think unisons are especially difficult. And actually, the piece by Niko Muhly that we'll be playing tonight is probably one of the most challenging things that we've ever done on five pianos before. It may not sound that way to the audience, but there are all these really tricky patterns that we have to be exactly together. And if one of us is just a split second off, then the whole thing gets thrown off.
And you get a crusty from the others.
Yeah. I was going to say, suddenly four heads turn.
I know, what are you doing? Watch the heads.
Okay, we'll be watching that very closely. back with the Five Browns and the quiz question and an update on our pledge possibilities for the hour right after this on Wisconsin Public Radio. Back with the Browns for one more piece. And so what are your ambitions collectively? I mean, you know, you have this pretty well launched now, the whole concept. You've got your niche. What's the frontier?
Well, you know, there's quite a few things. We've been over into China, and we're hoping to get back there pretty soon.
You like those audiences over there? They're a little different, aren't they?
They are very kind to us. They have been very kind. And so we're hoping to get over there again and maybe have a more extensive tour. And then also we're really hoping to get the Rite of Spring recorded. That's our next recording project. So that's what we're hoping to get off the ground here pretty soon.
The Rite of Spring. Well, yep. Okay. Did you mention the Firebird, too? No.
We actually have the Firebird on one of our past albums. So this one's the Rite of Spring has been a dream of ours for a long time, and we're finally going to try and make it happen.
Okay. We'll look forward to seeing that. Anyone else want to chip on that? Is that pretty much what you're all thinking about, Rite of Spring next?
Yeah, we also hope to continue to do what we've been you know, doing for the past 8 years, and is getting young people involved in music, and, you know, playing at some schools here and there when we have a chance, and just trying to get young people to come to our concerts and have a good time, and not just young people, but, you know, everybody, just to have a good time with their families. So that's what we're trying to do.
Well, we'll hope to see a good demographic spread tonight at 8 o'clock when you play with the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra, a piece that's been played in public only one other time, written just for you, and then the Mozart 3 Piano Concerto, which will feature the three youngest of the Five Browns. Been great having you here today.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining me. And speaking of five possibilities, here they are again. Five Browns with scenes from West Side Story by Leonard Bernstein.